Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The idea of only one way to God seems so narrow-minded. Most people feel all roads lead to heaven. But God has revealed one and only one way to Himself through the blood of His Son, Jesus. Many media stars say that God's not fussy, and too many of us believe them. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues his series on slandering Jesus, lies being told about the man who claimed to be the Son of God. We're exploring the modern notion that Jesus is one among many, but the author of Hebrews says God only offers one way to Himself.
He's saying that that curtain in the Old Testament that kept the worshipers from the Holy of Holies actually represented the body of Jesus, because Jesus Himself was like a curtain to keep us from God, at least from seeing the glory of God. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. And so, just as when Jesus died, though, the curtain was split in two. You remember that? So God says, now the way to the holy place is made available through His sacrifice. Now, in the Old Testament, priests offered sacrifices. Interestingly, here in the text, Jesus is both the sacrifice and the priest. Notice it says, we have a great high priest. This is verse 21. We have a great high priest over the house of God. Now, if you had an argument with a friend, you might bring a mediator to kind of mediate the dispute. But if you had an argument with the President of the United States, you wouldn't bring your friend along as a mediator. You wouldn't say, now look, W, you and I had a disagreement here, and I brought my friend along, and he's going to be a mediator between us. No. The President has to supply his own mediator. God says, in order to come into my presence, you need a sacrifice. You also need a priest. And Jesus is both the sacrifice and the priest. And the only reason that he qualifies is because he's the one that I supplied. Namely, he himself is God. And here's where the Trinity comes in. And again, God is supplying what God is demanding, which is the good news of the gospel, that God's so gracious to us. All right, you say, Pastor Lutzer, come on now. Come on, you made a promise that you're going to answer Oprah Winfrey's question. Her question was, does God care about your heart, or does God care whether you call His Son Jesus? That's the question. Well, we continue to read the text. You'll notice it says, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Now, this is Old Testament imagery. In the Old Testament, the priests, they sprinkled various things with water. They washed themselves with water. So he's using the imagery. The difference is now this is an actual thing that happens. Namely, our consciences and our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. The outer is washed and the inner is washed. And that's because we've come boldly onto the throne of grace to receive mercy in time of need, and we have a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, who stands in for us. And because of that, we come directly into God's presence, and it is there that we are cleansed and our hearts are purged. One day a woman called me on the phone and she said, you know, I've just listened to a certain preacher on the radio. He's a good preacher. But she said, he gave the impression that if I ever failed in the Christian life, I'd go to hell because it showed I wasn't really saved. Now, I don't know whether or not the preacher was saying that exactly, but there are preachers who say things like that. So she's crying. She's in a nursing home and she said that a number of women sat around listening to the radio, and that's what they heard. And now she's calling me and she's weeping and saying, "Oh, Pastor Lutzer, I received Christ as Savior at the age of 19. I led my children to the Lord, but oh, God knows I failed him so much. Could it be that I'm not saved?" So I said to her, tell me, what is it that you are trusting? And she said, "I'm trusting the blood of Christ." She said, "I cannot take steel wool to my heart and scrub it." Isn't that beautiful? You can't take steel wool to your heart and scrub it. And I said, "My dear lady friend, the blood of Christ is enough. The blood of Christ is enough." I prayed with her on the telephone, and she said, "As soon as I hang up, I'm going to tell all the other women who are listening that the blood of Christ is enough." Praise God. Now, what about Oprah's question? Let's not lose sight of it. Does God want our heart, or does he want us? All that he wants us is to declare that Jesus is his son. Of course God wants our hearts, but we cannot have a cleansed and true heart until we've come to God by Jesus Christ, the prescribed way. You say, "Oh, but there are people who belong to other religions who are kind, who are generous, who are dependable." And the answer is yes. Thanks to common grace. It's found everywhere, even in those who don't believe in Jesus. But what a person like that does not have is a heart that has been cleansed by God. That's the difference. That's the difference. How often this has been a blessing to my own heart. It says in the book of Hebrews chapter 9, "For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" How often I have come to God with a polluted conscience. And I've confessed my sin. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every single unrighteousness. And I have left the presence of God with the guilt gone, with the sin taken away, purged, set aside, so that I can be in fellowship with God again. You can only have that through Jesus. There is nobody else out there that qualifies. I'm sorry, because he has to be God. He has to be perfect, sinless. He has to be a sacrifice God accepts, a mediator God accepts, and there is nobody else out there. A few things in conclusion. First, self-salvation doesn't work for sinners. Did you know that? Self-salvation just doesn't work for sinners. When we were out in the farm, we had this cistern, and it was kind of broken and so forth, and it was so full of mud, and the water was always dirty. We eventually closed the thing up. What if we had said, "Hey, you know, the water's dirty in this cistern. What we need to do is to find a bucket and scoop down and bring that water up so that we can all see it. Because if we can all see it, it's going to be pure." That's what's happening in our therapeutic culture today. People say, "If I can go on TV and confess that I've done this, 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 and let the whole world know how wretched, evil I've been, I'm going to feel a lot better." And maybe they will, but their heart will not be cleansed by God. You don't have your heart cleansed by self-salvation. And secondly, as I've already emphasized, only Christ is qualified to save. Salvation is of the Lord because God does the saving and God does the providing of a mediator. And I say to those of you who are listening today, I hope that those of you who have never trusted Christ as Savior, I hope that you have a good sense of sin. In fact, I sometimes pray that some of you will not be able to sleep at night. Because once you begin to understand the holiness of God, you will know your sin, and then you will understand, I can't come into God on my own unless I come the prescribed way through Jesus to the holy place. and we can't save ourselves, all that we can do is take advantage of the wonderful offer of cleansing and forgiveness. Earlier on, we were talking about the homosexual community. A homosexual said to a friend of mine recently, "Well, do you think I'm going to go to hell just because I'm gay?" It's a total misunderstanding of the gospel. Nobody goes to hell per se because they're gay or because they're this or that. I mean, we're all sinners. The other question is, how can I be received, accepted, welcomed by God? You come the way that the rest of us come, through Christ, through his forgiveness, and have your heart cleansed from an evil conscience. Augustus Toplady had it so right when he says, "Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone." There's nobody else out there like Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you'll help us to understand this, and may many who have listened to this message, who've never trusted him as Savior, see now that if they come through Christ, they can be welcomed and forgiven and cleansed and brought into the most holy place. We pray, Father, for our culture, which is so confused at this point, and ask in Jesus' name that you'll help people to understand that Christ is the way. No man can come to the Father except by him. Thank you, Father, for your love and grace and for your death and resurrection that redeemed us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and let me read a letter to you from a man who was redeemed. He said, "When I lived up north, I lived alone in a cabin. I could only get two radio stations up there, and one played Running to Win. I started to listen every day and was saved. All of a sudden, God's creation, the beauty and majesty, it mattered more to me. I came to appreciate what God the Father in the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. Would you like to help us get this message of the gospel to more people? Here's what you can do. You can go to offerrtw.com. Click on the Endurance Partner button. I need to tell you that Endurance Partners are people who stand with us regularly with their prayers and their gifts. So let me give you that contact info again, offerrtw.com. Click on the Endurance Partner button or call us at 1-800-215-5001.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer has concluded, "Jesus is one among many." The second lie in his new series on slandering Jesus, lies being told about the man who claimed to be the Son of God. Next time, join us for lie number 3, Jesus became the Christ. This entire series of messages can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For all the details, call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you write or call, ask about slandering Jesus. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.